Hello and welcome to this week's episode. It is on family vacation. Is it worth it?
The chaos, the planning, the inevitable meltdown at a Cracker Barrel, and whether going with friends is just easier. I'm Thomas, strategic vacation planner, emotional baggage carrier, and one wrong turn away from a full-blown meltdown.
And I'm Sierra, a road trip DJ and a dog mom with a suitcase full of sunscreen and dog treats.
And this is, really, the podcast that asks, was the family vacation a core memory or a vehicle for trauma bonding? So, Sierra, hi. Hadn't talked to you in forever, like a week.
Yeah.
How was your week? I know, I mean, I already know it was rough because we hadn't talked.
My week was good. Honestly, it was pretty, it was like one of those internal stressful weeks. Like, it's really no different from any other week, but you just feel like the world is ending if you don't do 7,000 tasks by 10 a.m. Mm-hmm. And it just felt like overwhelming, but it's like, I don't know why I'm overwhelmed, but I'm very overwhelmed. And then, like, even at night, you lay in bed and you try to solve the world's problems in 30 minutes before you go to bed. And yeah, so it was kind of, it was a good week, but it was just like, why is everything so hard?
Do you think sometimes that feeling, because I know exactly what you're talking about, do you think sometimes that feeling is a residual from the week before and we're just now like actually feeling it in our body because the week before was rough and we'll like,
mm-hmm. Yeah.
So this week we just expect it to be equally as rough. So we just kind of prepare for the worst. I don't know. I mean, I'm totally spitballing, but I do think sometimes it's just a delayed response because like I can honestly say I felt very similar. And when the week ended, I was like, well, there was no reason for all that.
Right. And I think you're right. And they say the body keeps the score. It's in your fascia. But I think more importantly, yes, we both as educators ran towards week one when we were having students return. And then we like mellowed on the white water of worry into the next week. And then the third week, we got done with the white water of worry and we're in just like this flat body of water and we're like, oh my God. But we got to hit the rest of those rapids. Do you like that?
I love that. And the fact that I'm included in a really physical
sport
analogy, a really sporty analogy. Just, I mean, thank you. Thank you. That's all I gotta say. Thank you.
Yeah. So yeah. So my week's been great. no notes.
2 out of 10. Do not recommend.
How has your week been?
It actually did go really well. I think because the week before last was the first week of school. So I do think this week was the residual nerves from that first week. Because, I mean, classes went well. My lectures went well. My lab went well. I had a great week. I mean, it was, you know, we were off Monday for Labor Day. And then it just kind of felt more stressful than it was, but I'm really enjoying the new gig. Oh man, my week was uneventful, and you know how much I love uneventful.
Well, speaking of but yet eventful things,
family vacation.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, I know. Well, but again, I'm probably going to ask a lot of questions this episode because I want to know if people are as bruised as I am.
From battered and bewildered.
Emotionally scarred from family vacation.
Yeah. Yeah.
But no, on the lighter side, obviously, before we get into the meat of what we're going to talk about, let's talk about just some fun, light memories, you know, like unhinged things that happened on vacation. I'll go first. Okay. Thank you. We were at Disney. I was 5. This was our first time going to the Disney World in
Magical
Kingdom. And it was, you know, it was summer and it was probably 108 degrees. I don't know. In Orlando. And mom got me a, one of those Mickey Mouse ice cream thing, like in the shape of Mickey Mouse's head in the park. Chocolate
covered.
Yes.
Mickey ears.
Yes. And I was eating it and I looked down and my tooth is in an ear.
Oh.
Yeah. And I was like, oh my gosh. And I remember handing it to my mom and she was like, well, we'll put that under your pillow here. And like, she was very underwhelmed.
Oh.
Yeah. She was like, huh, well, did that hurt? And it didn't, I guess, because it was so cold. But yeah, that happened. And then many times, especially on the way home, we would do okay, usually, most of the time, until about midweek.
Oh, yeah.
And then somebody would start to crack.
Yeah.
Just a little.
A little too close.
And, mm-hmm. And I remember one time, I don't remember what had happened, but we had stopped in Atlanta and mom and dad and Jane had words. They had words in the back of this big conversion hoopty van that dad had rented. I mean, it was lovely. It was very comfortable, but it was like I was all the way in the way back. Jane and Shane were in the second row and Jane and mom and dad were having words and literally no one spoke from Atlanta to Lebanon, Virginia. Listeners, if y'all don't know that distance, put that in your MapQuest real quick.
It's hours.
It's out. It was like 5 hours, 5.5 hours. Well, the way my dad drove, it was a good 6.5. And he did, bless him. He was a good slow driver and he rode that brake. But yeah, we didn't speak. Nobody spoke. It was just awkward the whole time.
Yeah. That awkward silence is terrible, especially if you're a little kid and you choke or you like drank your drink wrong or like you fart. Well,
you obviously
something.
Did that on purpose, Sierra. Yeah.
Trying to break the tension with a toot, you know? Because you can't not laugh at a toot.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Well, I probably was like, sorry.
Well, and y'all had a little family. It was just three of you.
Yeah. Speaking of three of us, we went to Jackson Hole, Wyoming, which I was really little. Like, I want to say that maybe I was 10 or somewhere around there. It all runs together. But we went to Jackson Hole, Wyoming, and my parents were renewing their vows because that worked out. And they were renewing their vows. And my dad, it was a surprise to my mom. And my dad was like,
I think a lot of things that your dad did were a surprise to your mom.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah. So it was a vow renewal surprise, and I was in charge of videotaping the entire thing on our camera.
Oh, no pressure for the child.
Yeah.
Not even adolescent.
Right. No, I was not. I don't know. My mom's going to text me after she listens to this and say, you were 12 or something. I don't know. She might be like, you were 8. I might have been 6. I don't know. So anywho, so we go out there and I press start and we do the whole thing. And, you know, I'm like, have them in the camera view, but I'm looking at the prairie dogs and like looking at the views. I don't really know what they're saying or care.
Well, and you live with them. You don't live with the prairie dogs.
I know. See y'all every day. And right. We get back and my parents are in this high of love and they go back to watch it. And I did not press the button. I just did not. Press the right button. So there's like an hour's worth of ground and prairie dogs and me just like walking and like you know when you're a kid you're like beep 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 beep. I got my butt chewed. I was in such trouble.
I bet.
Yeah, they still bring it up. Well, did.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
That's, wow. I think you beat my tooth.
Yeah. Yeah. So So anyways, I guess.
Oh, maybe listener. That's why
when I like record things now, I'm like, okay, on, okay, go.
Test it. I think we just uncovered your trauma.
Yeah.
For why we have to do like 5 test records before we start recording
an episode.
I think we just found it.
Wait. Yeah.
I think we just found it.
Yeah. Well, that's, I'm really glad we unpacked that.
Oh, yeah. Me too.
And this is what I'm talking about. You got to find what happened so you can heal. So now that's I can heal. Thank you.
That's right.
Thank you.
I would think about the prairie dogs, and either way, we know your parents well. We love one of them, and I would say,
okay, all right. I have to take a moment before we get into our super main topic. I just want to say, Mom, I love you, and when I talk about things, I'm not talking about you, because I love you, and I will go on vacation with you. Okay, moving into our main topic. Is family vacation, is it even worth it?
Sorry, I can't even make words. I mean, I think there are obviously positives to a family vacation. I think it is definitely a universal thing that we all try really hard on the family vacation to, you know, keep the peace. Yeah. And it just doesn't happen. I mean, everybody's got their limits. So is it worth it? I don't know. I don't know. I still don't know. I haven't been on a true family vacation since 2012. So it's been a minute. My mother, love her dearly. But I invite her every year to go travel to the beach with Jess and I. She's like, well, who's going to keep the dog? Mind you, my sister lives across the street. And my sister would keep the dog. And Mom's like, I really would love to go somewhere.
Oh.
Yeah.
But who would keep Annie?
But who would keep her? And I'm like, we can rent a place that'll take the dog.
Bring her.
Lord, yeah. I'm not going on vacation with a dog. So, I mean, there's just really no winning. And again, I adore my mother. I say these things in front of my mom and she's like, you're going to miss me when I'm gone. Because, you know, there's nothing like some good gaslighting. But I mean, of course I am, but we do it to one another, I guess. Long may I expound. Who planned when you all did your vacation? So, I mean, I know what I do now, what Jess and I do now, but like, who took the lead? Who was the group activity leader when you were a child?
Well, my dad really didn't have a real job, so I guess that's what he did. Because he was always in a meeting.
Oh, air quotes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But let's be real. It was always my dad, regardless if he was working or not. But
oh, yeah.
Because he had these great ideas. He had these great ideas. And to be fair, they were intentions and great ideas and cool trips.
Yeah. Good intentions. Yeah.
Yeah. They were cool trips.
Yeah. I mean, I will say my dad, he always pulled off a good trip. I have noted now that I'm in my 40s, I know well enough to know that he was just stressed to the max by the end of that week. So, you know, I don't want to rag on him because he did plan everything and he wanted us to have a good time. And he wanted, because, you know, him and Mom grew up very poorly or poor. They had, rough childhoods and, you know, they both wanted a fun time for us. But also, I do think, you know, they both only handle things as best they know how. And, you know, when you know better, you do better.
Yeah.
And sometimes when expectations take over and, you know, your expectations aren't met, then you get a little miffed. So, yeah, I think Dad always planned everything. And he always tried so hard. He always wanted us to have a way better life than he had. And it was always, the intention was wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
The execution sometimes was rocky.
Yeah. And I think too, I remember, you know, my dad would be like, oh, we're going to do this, 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 and this. But he would ask. And then if I was like, oh, I don't really want to do that. What do you mean you don't want to do that?
Yeah.
And it was like, why are you asking? If, okay.
If you don't want the answer.
Why don't we just do what you want to do?
Mm-hmm.
That's fine.
What about now that we're adults? Because I mean, I do want to talk about, you know, vacations now.
So much better.
They are. Budgeting. That's where I always get in trouble is the budgeting. Because, you know, Jess is my travel buddy. She'll be on here, friend of the pod. That's all. That's my hang up. Budgeting gets us about every time because we're like, yeah, we can afford that. And we can. I mean, we don't overdo it, but the rest of the year we're like, well, we're paying for that.
Yeah. I just want to remind you of two things. Mm-hmm. Number one, you can't take it with you. And number that's two. True. And number two, is money even real?
That's a whole nother episode.
That's where I'm at a crossroads between book the trip and you can't take it with you. And
I mean, the situations that money or lack thereof cause, they're very real. Mm-hmm. So yeah, that's yeah. A whole nother thing.
But budgeting is hard. And I am the type of person that will be like, no, I really want to do that trip. And I will pick up shifts at the clinic to be like, okay, if I work this many hours at this rate, I can pay this by this.
Okay. So, yeah. That's where I've been salary for so long. Mm-hmm. It's never usually a thing of like, oh, let's pick up more hours. Like I literally have to budget it in.
Yeah.
And I'm just not an amazing planner. So I'll be like, oh, I want to go here, and Jess will be like, that sounds like fun, and we'll be like, okay, and we start looking and we're like, we'll pay it off, which we always do, and it's fine, but then there's that stress over your head. I don't know, I think there's obviously smarter ways.
You know what's smart? You know what's smart? Camping's smart.
Girl, don't even go there. I don't, listeners.
You talk about a budget.
I don't do nature. I don't do nature. My idea of nature is my patio. And we established this in the introductory episode. And that's plenty. I love Sierra. I love that you love camping.
Yeah.
I love that you love wearing your hotel on your back. But that's where we diverge, ma'am.
I just wanted to make you aware of the option, and maybe our listeners that you want to book the trip, get in a tent. It's nothing cheaper than the dirt.
Yeah. Dirt. I don't do that either. So when was your last family vacation?
I don't know. Greater than 10.
Okay. 15, yeah. Well,
15,
same.
Greater than 15 years. Yeah.
Well, mine was 13, 2012. And it was a fun trip. It really was.
That's good.
But never fails. Always one of mom's friends will call her in the middle of it with some kind of drama. And then mom perseverates on that. And she gets worried about that, a drama about another friend. When we're all together at Christmas, a friend will call and be like, oh my Lord, George died or whatever. So, I mean, it happens, you know? Yeah. Like it is. And mom's just like, oh, you know, then that's kind of a energy suck. So,
but at least she's with you guys. Like she's
right. She is. Know? And you know, we're like, okay, well, let's be supportive.
But it does flip the vibe.
It does. And it's
not your fault. Not your fault.
It's not. We know we're going to miss you, but that the last one, I mean, I'm glad it was the last one. Cause it was, you know, I don't mean it like that. Cause dad passed away about 4 years after that. And then it was a good vacation. He was very chill, but then I don't know, day five, I woke up, came downstairs to get breakfast. And I'm like, where's mom and dad? Jane's like, they went home.
What?
Yeah. They just left. I mean, we all take separate cars, so
gotcha.
But yeah, they were like, yeah, they went on home. Mom was ready to go.
Bye.
Yeah. Yeah. So it is what it is. But it was a good, I am glad that was, we did have a good
last vacation.
Yeah. And honestly, there wasn't anything crazy on there that would make for a good, funny story on that one. I didn't lose a tooth, thank God, because I was.
Well, that would have been permanent. Yeah.
Yeah. I was 30. So.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad that you ended with a bang with that. But I think more importantly is it's not necessarily the vacation, but how'd you get there? Mainly the travel and then the tantrums and then like the togetherness, because that's a lot of time together, you know? And I think if we're thinking about traveling, oh God. Okay. This one, have you ever forgotten something? But that's
we've been on trips where I've forgotten something.
Yeah. And it's like so when, yes, when someone forgets something vital. But I just want to take a moment to say that when I was younger and family vacations were a thing, if someone else, well, someone besides the planner forgot something, it was hellacious. It was like, oh my yes. God, we have to turn the car around. It was so extreme. So I think that is why now I am obsessive, makes a huge list.
Absolutely.
Packs several days before.
Then a list. I was getting ready to ask you that. Do you make a checklist before you go?
Yes.
Yes.
But now that I mean,
I do too.
Yeah. Now that I'm an adult and I'm with this lovely man, Dan.
Yeah, man. Yes.
Yes.
Your beautiful big bear.
Yeah. I remember when we first went on like a little getaway, which was probably to Hot Springs, North Carolina.
Beautiful.
I remember I forgot something and I was like, I am so sorry. And he's like, that's okay. We're not too far away. We'll just turn around. And I'm like, what? You're okay. You're okay with that? That's okay. Okay.
That's all.
That's it. Okay. All right. Cool. 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 Cool, cool. 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 And so in later trips, he's forgot stuff and I am like,
and you have to show him the same level of grace.
Okay. All right. And
I will say
it got better. That's all I'm saying.
Pretty much as soon as we pull out, Jessica got me into this. As soon as we pull out, I'm like, well, hope I hadn't forgotten anything. She was like, did you get your wallet? I'm like, yeah. She's like, well, then we'll buy it if you forgot it.
Yeah.
And that, I mean, I just, and that really has loosened up a lot.
It helps.
And, you know, in my head, when traveling and when I taught and traveled for, doing NCLEX prep, it was that I forgot my CPAP one time and I was like, oh, well, no. This is it. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It was sitting on my, when I got home, it was sitting on my counter where I had left it.
Yeah.
I got to the airport and I was like, well, that's not there. Great. Yeah, I forgot that. And I just knew I was going to die at some point. I was like, well, they're going to find me in a hotel room in Pennsylvania. but here I am 5 years later. I'm fine.
I'm glad.
You know, it was just, they're bigger fish to fry, folks. Bigger fish to fry. If you forget something and it's doable, let it go. Have fun. Yeah. Don't let that ruin your trip.
No. And you can mostly buy it. Unless you're camping sometimes. So, you know, pack ahead.
Yeah. Yeah. Ahead. Well, and two, you know, if you're camping and you forget the tent, I mean, that's, you're going to have to turn around for that.
Guess who's done that?
Have you?
Not me.
Oh, okay. Dan.
We got to Hot Springs and we've been there a lot. We've been going there since.
It's kind of in your backyard and it's beautiful.
Yeah. It's like 14 years, but we get there and I'm like, where's the tent? And he's like, I said, okay, well, I'm going to sit here at this picnic table and eat some snacks and read this book. And you're going to go fix this by going to the reception desk and getting one of those cabins over there. Sound good? And he's like, okay.
Aww.
And they had a cabin and we just stayed in one of the little cheap cabins, but they didn't have any linens or anything. So we went to the Dollar General and got us a blanket and we were good to go.
I mean, y'all, that's a pivot, ma'am.
Pivot.
That is a pivot.
It makes for a great story.
What do you think about Airbnbs? Do you like Airbnbs compared to hotels?
Oh, I love the Airbnb situation.
Same. I do too, which just feels more relaxing. There's something sterile and kind of gross about a hotel anymore. Now, don't get me wrong. I've stayed in a few Airbnbs that I'm like, that's kind of gross. But I think there's a time and a place for both. You know, if you're just doing a real quick overnight, going to a wedding or something, stay in a hotel.
Yeah.
But I do love an Airbnb.
When I went to Louisville, that was the first time that I'd stayed in a hotel in a long time. And I loved it. I loved because it was a conference. Like it was a CE. You like wake up. I went to the gym. I went back to my room, got dressed and ready, went to class. So that was situationally good. But if
that is nice. I've had that.
But Airbnb, and what I look for in an Airbnb the most is I look at a patio, like especially if you're talking about with going with people. What's the deck situation? Where are we sitting outside?
Listener, chilling. That's our word for patio.
Patio. Yeah. And if you're going with a lot of people, you got to look for that common area. Is it a good kitchen common area or is it a good living room common area?
Mm-hmm. And if it's an outdoor common area, it has to be covered.
It has to be covered plus or minus screened in. Depends on the time of year and the season.
You could have weather.
Yeah. So anyways, we could make Airbnb an entire episode. I also like the Airbnb situation if you're going with people and you have your own bedroom and you can shut the door.
Yes.
I think that's essential. You have somewhat of an element of privacy.
Mm-hmm.
And you can watch TV and eat snacks in the bed. Nobody's going to say nothing. But
it's true.
Another thing of like the traveling and transportation. Okay. On a road trip, when you were a young child, do you remember when, if you had to pee or go to the facilities, that it was the end of the world if the driver had to stop?
It was, you better go when he had to go. Now, I will say, thank God, the older he got, he was on blood pressure medicine. So he was
good.
Yes. So he had that diuretic on board. So that saved us all.
Yeah.
But I do remember the days when, you know, that wasn't a thing when I was a child and I sat in the floorboard of a 1986 Chevy Nova all the way down to Florida where I lost my tooth.
There it is.
In a Mickey Mouse head. And we couldn't. My sister and her friend Shauna put me between the floorboard and the back like parcel shelf the back like shelf under the rear window. They set me up there. Yeah.
Oh,
because you know, and I mean, this was 1986.
It's a different time.
It was, but yeah, we were definitely on a strict regimen.
Yeah. Same.
Yeah, I bet.
It was like same. That's why as an adult, I'm really happy to be here as an adult. And I go to the bathroom when I want to.
That's exactly right. That is the best part. Listen, the last trip we took, Jess and I, we didn't pass a rest area that we didn't stop at.
Yes.
Because we could.
Because you
and
can.
And we used it every time.
Yeah. I'm also a well-hydrated person. Like, I drink a lot of water.
If you're going to be sitting that long.
You
need to get out. You need to stretch your legs. You're going to fight them DVTs.
Yeah.
You know?
The last thing that I'll say is becoming an adult and traveling on an aeroplane there's plus or minuses. When you're a kid, you don't worry about worst case scenario. And then when you're an adult, you do. But when you're a kid, you don't have any sort of control over anything. And when you're adult, I like it. I don't mind traveling on a plane because but I don't get frustrated. I think I did when I was a kid because I was like watching my parents get frustrating and feeding off of their energy. But now I'm just like, you just have to pivot and you just have to ask questions. And you just have to roll with it. But other countries, I'm just going to get on here and say this right now. You need domestic 2 hours before. I don't care if you're in Tri-Cities or if you're mm-hmm. in Asheville. Domestic, 2 hours before. International, mm-hmm. 3 hours before. That's all I'm saying. You're welcome.
Well, I do think, you know, the 7 P's, prior proper planning prevents piss poor. Something.
People.
Well, yeah. I don't like flying, and it's not, has nothing to do with the airplane. It is getting there, getting checked in, getting through security, getting to my gate, doing all that stuff makes me so tired. So that way, once I get on the airplane, I'm like, well, if it goes down, it goes down.
I'm tired.
Like, I made it through security. I mean, not that I didn't think I would, but you never know when you're just going to randomly go through security and somehow somebody's going to have planted a switchblade in my back pocket when I go through security.
Oh, I don't know, like, why in the line leading up to TSA, I'm always so nervous. Did someone slip some sort of paraphernalia in my bag and I'm going to be shipped off to prison? It's not real. Like, of course,
I had a water bottle in like the side pocket of my book bag one time.
Yeah.
Not even kidding you. I lay my book bag up there and the TSA guy just pulls out the water bottle, throws it away. And I was like, oh my Lord, I cannot believe I did that. And I mean, we're just talking like an Aquafina bottle. It wasn't an expensive one. I was just like, I felt that warm wash of inadequacy come over me. Why did I do that? I don't know. It makes me very nervous, and I wish it wasn't like that.
It's an accomplishment to get through
it. Thank you. I do feel it would feel fairly similar to me if I ever won an Academy Award.
Oh,
I think it would be that energy. Yeah. I get through, I get my belt back on, my pants didn't fall, my shoes didn't trigger anything, I didn't have some like shank hidden in my soul that I didn't know about, you know. I think it's
Yeah.
I think it's that level for me. I get through and I'm like, I would like to thank the Academy.
Yes. And I maybe that's why I then head to the bar right after that.
The good old mini chilies.
I would like to, can I have a glass?
Presidente.
yes. I would like the presidential margarita, please.
Yes.
Glass now, of are champagne. You,
our trips have always been fairly short. We've never tripped on long trips. Are Who? You the, you and I?
Oh, yeah.
You know, we've always done like 2-3 nights.
Yeah.
You know, they've been wonderful, but we have always been very relaxed. We haven't done a whole lot. Our main priority is where are we going to eat and how long we're going to stay at the pool. And are you, when you go, well, like when you and Dan go, are you one of those let's do everything people, or are you one of those let's just relax?
Two-part answer.
Mm-hmm.
Yes and no and. We've been together a long time. And now when we do our little hot springs trips or small little getaways, we will not overdo it. But yes, if we are going somewhere we've never been before, we say, even when we're building an itinerary, which Daniel does it and he researches everything, then he could be a travel agent. He's incredible. We will be like, okay, here's the plan. And this, you know, we don't want to do too much. And then we get there and we're doing it. And we're like, we did it again. We did it again. We're doing too much. But it's one of those like DTM.
You're doing too much.
Mm-hmm. But it's one of those things. You're here and you want to capitalize on that. So now something that we do is we, after learning the hard way, after a bigger vacation, we incorporate 2 days, 1 to 2 days of that integration and stabilization and laundrification. Laundry.
Sure.
Getting life together.
Oh, another reason to love Airbnb.
You can do your laundry
before you pack and go home. And when you get home, you can just unpack it and put it in your drawers.
Yes.
Yeah, it's lovely. I love that.
Yes. So
it's so nice.
What are you?
I do not consider it vacation if you're doing something.
Okay.
I am a let's just relax person. Now, I will say, if we're going somewhere with really cool attractions or whatever, we will usually pick one each.
Okay.
Something that we each want to do, and we'll do that. You know, can it be done in an evening before dinner? or something like that. We will typically do that, but we don't go to do all the things. Like if I go to when I go to New York, hadn't been in a long time, it's my second favorite place to go other than the beach. We plan a lot of things and we do all the things because it's New York and it's fun and I want to see it all. That's not a vacation. That's a trip.
Okay. I see you. So there's trip and mm-hmm. vacation.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm going to Chile in March, and that's a trip because we like fly down. It's an overnight flight. We then are staying in a hostel, going to the outfitter store, getting our needs because we're backpacking for 4 days. So yeah, that's a trip. And then we backpack. So
I don't know how we've made it as friends.
Well, it's because I also like to do nothing.
No, I know. I just mean like you are so outdoorsy and I am so not.
I like sitting on the front porch too.
No, I know. But like, it's amazing how like, and you love it. You truly love it. And you always have ever since I've known you. And you've always been like, let's go for a hike. And I'm like, no,
no. Okay. Well, full circle moment. I will say mm-hmm. that my parents, on a positive, that they did do outdoor, they were outdoorsy. And so they've instilled this love for the nature mm-hmm. inside of me. And it has carried on.
So, Sierra, let's talk about, this is our last topic.
Oh, okay.
Are friends' trips just easier or are they different?
I love them. I love them a lot. Mom, if you're listening, I'm excited to do some trips with my mom here soon and do some planning of things. And that's going to be a lot of fun. But yeah, friend trips, I think just that's probably just even said being an adult and tripping is way easier.
Sure. Sure. And two, I do think there is some level of when you're on a family trip, your limits and they're pretty high.
Yeah.
On a friend trip, you kind of monitor yourself a little closer maybe.
Yeah.
So that way you're not quite as much of a butthole. Familiarity breeds contempt, the family trip.
Yeah.
Is sometimes just... stressful. I don't know. Friend trips just seem more relaxing. I want to take my mother on a trip at some point. We were planning to this summer and it never materialized. We were actually going to come visit you.
I know.
It never materialized. I do love my friend trips. All my friend trips have been really wonderful and memorable.
My friend trips have been good because we go for this common one thing. It could be a concert or for the holiday or something like that. And the group of friends that I've traveled with, they're great because if somebody doesn't want to do something, we just say, yeah, I'm not really feeling that. Or we go to a festival that's, like Jazz Fest down in New Orleans. If somebody's like, I'm just really not feeling good. I'm going to stay in the Airbnb. Okay, go ahead. Like there's just a lot of honesty and a lot of respect. But I do think that family vacations as an adult, I'm excited for that. And
I think I've gotten over the hump and I think I'm at a point where I can appreciate a trip with family more.
Yeah.
Now as adults, you're always going to be the kid, but, or the child, I should say, but I don't know. I would like to take a family trip, but I'm going to pivot. When you take a trip, how many snacks do you need to pack, Sierra? Is the snack to sanity ratio? For me, the more snacks that there are, and I don't even care what they are, just as long as they're there.
Yeah.
It's like a pacifier. Like the more snacks that I have access to, the more sane I am. Yeah. Like as long as I know the snacks are handy. If you're going to the beach for a day, can you pack too many beverages and snacks in your cooler?
No.
No.
You can never over snack pack. I think you can never over snack pack, but you got to be smart about it. We always have to have snacks. And you can ask my friends, I'll always have the snacks, even for a quick hike or something like that.
When you come to my house, you load my fridge.
I like my food.
And you're like, I'm just staying one night. And I'm like, are you? Because you brought groceries and they're gone. You eat them.
It's also because I don't want to inconvenience someone else if I'm hungry.
Sure. And I get that. I always try to make us something good.
I do.
I love to cook. Yeah. Listen, my whole reason for taking a vacation is so that way when I get wherever I'm going, I don't have to do anything other than figure out where to get to the restaurant. Like figure out how to get to the restaurant, figure out how to get down to the beach and put my toes in the sand and, you know, get a tan.
That's great. I can't tan, but that's great. I'm the one in the water, in the ocean with the sharks.
You are. You're a water dog. So just to start wrapping things up, do you feel closer to your chosen family units when you get back from a trip?
Absolutely. And the reason is, and I'm going to go deep for a minute. Okay. I just think the meaning of life is memories. Yeah. And I love the memories that mm-hmm. get made. And then the stories. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think so. What about you?
Yeah. You know, sometimes I'm a solo trip taker. And I always, whenever I come back, I always have a renewed
POV.
Vigor. Yeah. A renewed vigor that I didn't have. And I've been able to decompress in a different way. I do. I feel more grounded when I go on a trip. I can pray. I can meditate. I can do my own thing. And, you know, with Jess and I, when we go on trips, and really you and I, when we've taken our little trips, we just kind of do our own thing and, you know, come together for the, you know, A-list events like dinner. It doesn't bother me if we're not at each other's throats the whole time. I feel like anything is what you make it. So on a positive note, I hope you all have definitely gotten something out of this, because family vacations are tough. They can be tough, they can be fun, and they can be wonderful. They're all those things. They can all exist. And I hope we get to have some, you know, our parents are getting older. Both of ours are getting older, and I want to have some more trips with them before anything crazy happens. You know,
when
you're older, the older you get, the more you think about that.
Yeah. And I think too, by, you know, listening and talking about these things, I know that there are other people that are definitely relating with a lot of these topics, and maybe just talking about them will help for that next family vacation, to where maybe don't do that, or maybe don't say that, or maybe go to that restaurant.
Do you need to say it? Just remember, you know. Will saying it actually help the situation, or just my ego? If it's just your ego,
let it go.
Yeah, let it go.
Speaking of going somewhere, why don't we go somewhere and spend some money?
Yes, let's. Let's spend some money.
Okay, where are you going to spend money? Yeah.
It is called Nick's Restaurant in Kingsport, Tennessee. It's at www.nicksrestaurantandcatering.com. It used to be called Nick's Hot Chicken, but it was like a little place down maybe on Eastman Road. They have a new location. It is huge. It is beautiful. It's like a big white barn, but they have the most amazing fried chicken I have ever put in my mouth.
Okay.
I did try their grilled chicken this last week. Most amazing grilled chicken I've ever had.
That's
they know how
words.
To cook their grits.
That's important.
It's really good home cooking. Their baked beans are amazing, and they have pulled pork in them. I love it. It's not far from my work, so I do occasionally order a pickup from there in the evening on my way home from work. It's on Facebook at Nick's Restaurant and Instagram at nicks.restaurantkpt.
Sweet. Well, I'm going to spend my money at the Flat Rock Village Bakery. It is in Flat Rock, North Carolina.
Loving
the bakery. And also in Arden, North Carolina.
What's your favorite thing?
Oh, gosh. Well, it depends on what time I'm going. So if I'm going in, if I'm going in the morning. Oh, I don't know. I can't even decide. But they have breakfast sandwiches, pastries. I do like their Caesar salad. They make their own Caesar dressing. Their pizzas. Oh my gosh. There's a potato pizza. Anyways, I digress. You can find them
What's this place called?
Flat Rock Village Bakery.
I'm writing it down.
Yeah. You can find them on Instagram, flat.rock.village.bakery. And also on Facebook of Flat Rock Village Bakery.
I love that. Well, guess we're done. Thank you all so much for listening and letting us invade your ear holes for a few moments. Please do not forget to follow the show on Facebook at Really with Sierra and Michael Thomas and IG at Really_thepod. Tell a friend. Tell a family member. And if you have children in your home, make them listen. We're family friendly and you're the parent. You're the boss.
Yes, and don't forget, the views and opinions you hear from us are ours and don't represent anyone else around us, like friends, family, employers, or pets. Mm-hmm. Although the pigeons, they love listening.
They're precious. This show is for entertainment and super educational purposes only. So if you do anything that we say, that's all your own doing, and we're not claiming it. We'll be back next week when we're going to be talking about the dreaded waiting line.
Ooh, and until next time... Maybe don't overpack. Stay hydrated and don't pee on a jellyfish sting because that's not a real thing.
It's really not, folks.
It's not.
Don't do it. It's nasty. All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Gather round the front porch if you dare. On October 11th, 2025, the Russell Theater in Lebanon, Virginia transforms into a haven for haunting tales and timeless voices. Tales from the Front Porch brings together storytellers who will send shivers down your spine and maybe a little laughter too. Experience voices from across the region, including Pete Wyatt, Lori Ehrlich, Don Hilton, Danita Dodson, Jim Lloyd, Franklin Horton, Pat O'Keefe, Edward Young, Brandon Whited, Chrissy Anderson Peters, Brad Hilton, as well as local bluegrass musician Sandy Shortridge. Whether a lifelong resident or a newcomer, this event promises an unforgettable experience honoring our local authors, storytellers, and musicians. Go to www.therusselltheater.com for more information and tickets, or head over to our Facebook or Instagram page and scan the QR code in the post.
Really with Sierra and Michael Thomas is produced by Griff Chap Studio LLC. The views and opinions expressed by host Sierra and Michael Thomas are their own and do not reflect those of their employers. Copyright 2025, Griff Chap Studio LLC, all rights reserved.